Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Newness, written and read by Jessica Van Ruckel. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Do you have regrets? I know I do. I can get so caught up in regretting decisions from a year ago, a month ago, or a day ago. Maybe it was taking the wrong way home and getting caught in a traffic jam. Or it was flinging harsh words at a loved one. Sometimes it's faithlessness in the face of God's faithfulness that fills me with regret. The Apostle Peter knew regret. He betrayed and rejected Jesus while Jesus faced his accusers. He couldn't stay awake and pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. He refused to accept Jesus' declaration that Jesus would suffer, die, and rise again on the third day. Peter was well acquainted with regrets, yet he also knew the power of forgiveness and restoration. I wonder if Peter, when he was old, if he ever looked back at his empty passion and ruefully shook his head at his immature self. It could be that his many regrettable mistakes led him to the place where his passion would have a thread of steel running through it. When we choose to remember not the former things, it means we don't dwell on it so much that we fail to see the new things God does in our lives. Our past could overtake our present and determine our future, or we could place our past in the Lord's gentle hands and allow His grace and mercy to overtake us. In this passage from Isaiah 43, Isaiah captures so beautifully how God promises restoration and rescue. The Lord makes His way through mighty waters of the sea to bring His people to a new land, a new purpose, and a new resolve. Our regrets tempt us to spend too much time dwelling on the past and all the mistakes it holds. It becomes a wilderness filled with thorns and danger. People serve as reminders, places take us back in time, and in an instant, we feel our thoughts spiral out of control. But God, He promises to make a way through the wilderness, and not only does He guide us through it, He also somehow makes it a place of beauty. If we can let Him lead us from regret to a place of remembering not, we discover so much. We discover the power of forgiveness. We receive forgiveness and extend it. We learn about joy and suffering and how we can hold them in the same hand. We give Him full access to every part of our heart, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and submit to His ministrations. He refines us. Yes, this sometimes involves walking through the wilderness we thought we left far behind. But this time, we walk with eyes wide open to the newness He creates. With His help, We can see where bitter places grew the fruit of forgiveness and surrender. We forgive ourselves for our mistakes, and we forgive others for their trespasses against us. We see how surrender bloomed into a beautiful trust that the Lord is good and what He does is good. And when we look back, we remember God's faithfulness to make a way in the wilderness and to provide what we need for spiritual sustenance in the desert. If your regrets prove to be overwhelming, release them to the Lord. Allow Him to meet you right where you are, just as Jesus met Peter on the beach after Jesus rose from the dead. Go to Him the way Peter ran to Him. Fall at His feet and receive from Him. In Him, all things are made new. Let's pray. Holy God, I feel stuck in the wilderness of regret. I'm lost as I remember things I would rather forget. But in You is newness of life. You promised to do a new thing. I'm ready for it, Lord. I stand with eyes wide open to what You're about to do. I'm looking for a new time of forgiveness, blessing, restoration, and Your presence. So I'm going to praise You right now in this moment because I believe that You've made me new. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.